It's option jive.
Tomas, that's right. It is time for an option jive. Even the S&Ps are making a high up 20. The Russell just turned green by 80 cents, Thomas.
Yeah, I kind of like the Russell here. I've been shorting the some of the NASDAQ futures.
I see that.
And covering them.
So sold them at 25, bought them back at 13. Just better buys than sales, I think.
Well, I haven't hurt myself yet.
Myself in the eye.
Haven't poked my eye out yet.
Sell them again, 33.
Yeah, I'm also trading a lot of bonds back and forth and some notes.
If you could get direction correct,
I'm selling a lot of bonds and notes back and forth too. I'm in both sides of the bond market. I'm 0-2 bid at 10. What do you want to do? And notes. I'm offering notes at note options, one tick above the market right now. So far, so good.
Beautiful.
Let's take a look at today's option jive. P&L swings for Strangles and Iron Condors. Ready for this?
I am.
Ready for this. Options are prone to very large swings in P&L throughout the contract duration, but especially so during the second half of that duration. So how do the P&L swings compare between defined risk and undefined risk strategies as these strategies approach expiration? What do you think? What say you?
The P&L swings compared between a defined risk and an undefined risk strategy. Obviously the undefined risk strategy is going to have much greater swings on what percentage over each other? Is that the question? Is it a percentage?
Yeah, the P&L swings. Just basically just talking P&L swings. Like
on
obviously.
A percentage or on a dollar value?
I don't know.
Okay, so I'm going to say that the undefined risk trade is five times as volatile as a defined risk, assuming that defined risk is relatively tight, under.
Let's take a look, because we get a ton of questions about how much more risk am I taking if I hold this thing, going longer in. Longer into the expiration cycle. Mm-hmm. So what we did here is we kind of shown you. We're going to show you. Let's compare 45 days, 16 Delta Strangles with 45 days, 16 Delta Iron Condors, 10-hour wings. The Strangles have are higher risk. They have a higher reward as well. And when you compare that to the Iron Condors and the yields on average, you can see right here. And you can see based on this, this is the P&L per trade per one lot, and you can see the number of days down below, and you can see where everything starts to, when the trade first starts out, they're all working the same, and then they start to diverge as you get towards that 21 days.
Right
now, if you're saying to yourself, well, why would I ever cover 21 days, because I'm going to make all my money in the second half of this trade,
you're going to make it faster for sure.
And the answer is because you're going to take a lot more risk as well. But let's go to the next slide. But you can see how the Iron Condor does. These are really good visuals. We usually don't do this kind of a visual. I like these. This means that Strangles also tend to experience much larger P&L swings than Iron Condors do on average. And you can see here that the Iron Condors in white are way inside of the huge swings in red. And you can also see that even though there's some swings in the first, 24 days, most of the big swings happen, especially in, the big swings happen in Iron Condors as well as the big swings happen in Strangles in the last, from 21 days in. So if you wonder why we adjust, close, roll the positions, whatever it is, and don't take either the undefined risk trades or the defined risk trades inside of 21 days, there's your visual.
Yep.
Now, there's your picture, because that's the reason at 21 days, whether it's an Iron Condor or a Strangle, they both come off. Mm-hmm. For us. I mean, if you can hold them, sure. Let's go next slide. So both strategies tend to have larger swings in the second half of the duration, past 21 days. Therefore, although the Iron Condors tend to have smaller swings, they are still prone to tail risk as they approach expiration. Like, the difference of doing nothing and managing early may, in the end, when it's all said and done, if you do it every single time, may be a relatively marginal difference.
Minimus?
minimal, but you're going to have way more capital to use by redeploying the capital, and you're going to take way less risk, volatility swing-wise. And so why bother? Let's go to the next slide.
And then you have no way of judging what trades you made and didn't make because of the way you felt or were behaving in your overall.
Yeah, and you've got to wait a
missed opportunity.
And you've got to wait a really long time over X number of years, because if you have an outlier prior to that, it's going to cost you. So we take a look here. We're looking at VIX levels. And right now, you know, we're still in that 10 to 20 level, all right? So we're not even, we got up over 20 for just a sec, but you can see the difference in the credit as a percent of price. And with the iron condors, it changes just maybe not to the same extreme of a strangle, but it's a pretty significant difference. So there is not a, there's not necessarily a situation where you want to even consider iron condors unless the IV rank is really high, right? And this is, again, IV rank, VIX levels, you can use either one, but we're just, this in this case, it's easier to present it using various VIX levels. And as you can see right now, we get a little bit, one notch higher on the VIX levels, and you're collecting almost twice as much premium as a percent of the price, or the credit as a percent of the price.
Yeah, just another way of looking at high implied volatility gives you better credit. I mean, that's something we've said. Yep. And now you've got some numbers behind it, for sure.
Yep, let's take a look at the next slide. A lot of good stuff in here. Mm-hmm. So the strangles tend to experience much larger P&L swings than iron condors on average, but both strategies tend to have larger swings in the second half of the duration. That's why we stay mechanical and we just roll and move on.
Yep.
Therefore,
and don't look back.
Don't look back. Mm-hmm. Never look down. Mm-hmm. Don't ever look down. There's never a time when looking down, especially if you're standing on a scale, helps. Therefore, despite smaller swings, iron condors are still prone to tail risk as they approach expiration, and they should be managed early. And I agree with that. And not everybody does, but to me, the proof is in the numbers. Iron condors have less sensitivity to changes in implied volatility than strangles. Yeah, of course. That's what you make less money, you take less risk.
I like it. You like it?
I like it.
I hope you like it. We're going to take a quick 90-second break and come back. We got more Tasty Live with the opening bell next. Be back in 90 seconds.
The content of this podcast is created, produced, and provided solely by Tasty Live, Inc. and does not represent the direct views or opinions of any of its affiliated companies. This content is for informational and educational purposes only. It is not, nor is it intended to be trading or investment advice or a recommendation that any security, futures contract, digital asset, other product, transaction, or investment strategy is suitable for any person. Trading securities, futures products, and digital assets involve risk and may result in a loss greater than the original amount invested. Tasty Live, Inc., through its content, financial programming, or otherwise, does not provide investment or financial advice or make investment recommendations. The information provided may not be appropriate for all investors and is provided without respect to individual investor financial sophistication, financial situation, investing time horizon, or risk tolerance. Tasty Live, Inc. is not a licensed financial advisor, registered investment advisor, registered broker-dealer, or registered intraday trader.